are now watching the College Baseball Insider Show.
He's behind it. This is hammered. Left field, and we are tied. Wow.
Now, here are your hosts, giving you an inside look into the top matchups.
What's up? What's up? The week of regionals is here. I feel like we slept, we woke up, and bang, it's already here. Smitty, Q got the gang all together for at least a little bit. Comments are already rolling in. You guys make sure you like and subscribe. Thank you, Tony. He is on top of it. Hit that like, subscribe, and share button. Field of 64, boys. How we feeling?
Excited. Bittersweet, though. Like I said on another show I was a guest on, it felt like it just started 3 or 4 weeks ago, and here we are. We're 3 weeks away from the season ending. It's an exciting time, but it's also nearing the end, so it's bittersweet.
Todd?
Yeah, I kind of agree. You know, jumping on with you guys this year, it's been a lot of fun. You know, it has gone really fast, so, but this is like Christmas Eve. Everyone's excited. We're ready to, you know, win some bets over the weekend, over the next 3 weeks. And so hopefully you're on that ride with us, and let's cash some tickets.
So I have been on VSiN, I feel like 40 times in the last 2 weeks, but everybody has started with the field of 64. If you're not familiar how the format goes, we've got it in the guide for you. If you haven't already, gone and check that out. collegebaseballinsiders.com/regional guide. Go check it out. Thanks to Parker and Nick. They did all the advanced analytics. Of course, the website is all Nick, but Parker's got the ranking, the regionals, where it's toughest to weakest regional by average power rating by the non-host. And to no surprise, Tucson is the number one hardest regional. And the way that I want to attack this and why I've got this slide up is take those ones on the left side and maybe shoot a longer shot, try to grab a dog. And then on your right side, that's going to be more favorite driven. What are your overall thoughts on that? Do you think the numbers are wrong? Do you think they line up with pretty much how they are, with College Station being the easiest regional and Tucson being the toughest?
I think the left side is good for the most part. Maybe Athens, I think, could slide down a little bit. I'm actually surprised Stillwater and Charlottesville aren't a little tougher, because let's talk about Charlottesville. UVA, Mississippi State, and St. John's all have solid teams that could easily win it. I don't think anybody would be surprised. So I think that one's almost like kind of a Tucson, where 3 to 4 teams could win it. And you look at it and you're like, well, I could have saw that. Same thing with Stillwater. I understand Oklahoma State is the best team in that region, but when you have Brett Sears in Nebraska, then you have like an up and down Florida, you know, a team with talent on paper that we're just all waiting to show up. Like, I thought it just would have been a little harder by the numbers. Again, realistically, I've been honest, I think Oklahoma wins it, but I wouldn't say it was an easy bracket by any means, just because of the talent that is there that could somehow blossom. So those are just two of the ones that I thought were a little easy. And again, Tucson, like you said, that one, I went with two picks in that one on my regional picks. If you saw those, Arizona and Dallas Baptist, but you could easily make a justification for West Virginia there as well. Tallahassee, I think, has just gotten harder with the news of Cam Leiter not pitching at all. So that, to me, makes it a little harder. And then Clemson. I actually think Clemson was a little down. Vanderbilt is one of the worst road teams, in my opinion. I think they took 3 road sweeps, so maybe bring that one down some.
Shout out Tony. He said Grand Canyon in Tucson. Toddy.
Yeah, you know, I agree with Q. The Arizona one's tough. Dallas Baptist is a really good team. Arizona, really good pitching staff. Grand Canyon, like you just said. So there's some really good teams in that one. That one, I think, is really tough. And, you know, when I was sitting around Monday when this was coming out, I know Q was sweating. It's like, man, is Florida going to get in? And they got in, and, you know, if you agree or disagree, if they should get in. But what I was thinking was, I bet a lot of teams are like, okay, if they get in, hopefully it's not in our area here. We don't want to play them in our region, because that team has, again, so much potential And if they get hot at the right time, they can make a run. So I think kind of, you know, again, I'm a basketball guy, college basketball guy. I was kind of thinking like that, man, I bet there's a lot of people that do not want them in that their region and anything like that. So we'll have to see if, and we'll see if Florida catches fire here and makes a run here.
All right,
Matt, give us your thoughts.
I mean, I think the Tucson regional is the toughest I've, I feel like it's similar to the Clemson regional where last year we all bet Clemson and Tennessee because it was like plus 150 and plus 180 or something. So you were guaranteed to make profit. I don't know because of like what Tony said, Grand Canyon, it would shock me if Grand Canyon won it, but I don't have the faith in just betting Dallas Baptist and Arizona. Now, I think Johnny put it out there that he was going to do it.
I did.
I mean, yeah. I need to look at the win probability of what those are combined because I know with Tennessee and Clemson, it was like 98% or something. But I've got another comment here. Smitty's just happy Kentucky doesn't have to play Florida.
Hey, Ryan, I don't know if I've seen you in the show for a while. Thanks for coming out. And then Tannic, I believe, is the other one. So appreciate the joining today in the comments. Love it.
Can I just say both my teams with the t-shirts, the jinx is over. Indiana in, Kentucky, you know, very solid in, but let's make a run with the t-shirts here.
Oh, speaking of, I bought some new merch.
Jesus.
Bum, 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 bum. The new team to beat.
Here we
go. Oklahoma State, not Oregon State, just so you know. I will never root for Oregon State. They stole their national championship from us. Actually, we dropped it. All right, Knoxville getting into the number one overall seed. Tony Vitello's Knoxville. Tennessee Volunteers taking on Southern Miss, Indiana, Northern Kentucky. This one we probably don't have to spend a lot of time on. You can tell by that big green bar along the top of Tennessee's stat line. They are the best team in this regional. Anything further to add?
Not on the Knoxville side.
Smitty.
Nah, Tennessee.
Now entertaining you with Southern Miss plus 470.
They're loaded. Well, Southern Miss, again, it's a team that's been there. I mean, they have good pitching. They've been there. They win a lot of games every year. So don't sleep on the Hoosiers, though.
Now, Tennessee. I think Southern Miss is a team that really – Southern Miss relies on Hattiesburg a lot, especially in a playoff atmosphere. It's rowdy. It's a small park. So the fans are almost on top of you. You don't have that when you're on the road, and I think that's going to be – even though they're a good team, that's going to be a huge difference for them playing as a two seed versus being a host to what they're, in my opinion, normally at or where they could have the best opportunity to beat Tennessee. They had them last year by the ropes, and they let them slip. So now Tennessee – I wouldn't say it's revenge because obviously Tennessee won, but Tennessee gets them at their place, so it should be a pretty smooth victory for the Vols.
Without being able to plan ahead, knowing that there's two on this page right now, over under 4.5 regional host, the Indianville. Let's see how quick you are.
Knoxville, Greenville. Well, some shit, I don't under.
There's four.
There's four. Yeah.
Indiana has some decent hitting. Tennessee is really good, but Indiana has a good squad. Yeah, let's go to the resident Indiana expert, Todd Smith, on the report.
Hey, I'm just glad they got there. You know, Taylor's a good player. You know, they put him in the leadoff spot. He's getting on base a lot. Let's see what happens. I mean, it's anything can happen, but I'm sorry. I think the t-shirt will be done this weekend. I think Tennessee's going to be okay. But no, go Hoosiers, way to get in it. Let's see what happens.
Tony said Overville. All right, hopping over to Greenville, you have East Carolina hosting Wake Forest, VCU, Evansville. Wake opened up the season as your shortest shot to win it all. They kind of fell off a little bit. 6-4 over their last 10. I feel like a lot of people are going to be on Wake here. So I had to go Oppo and go ECU. Just feel like Zach Root, Trey Savage. Yeah, Chase Burns is good, but then what? And if they can get after him, I know ECU's hitting is not the greatest, but I don't know. Getting plus 170, I think, is what I bet it at for the home team. I hope Wake gets there. This is kind of a pseudo hedge because I do have Wake I think, for one unit to make the College World Series. So I need them to get there, but for all intents and purposes, I am going to take ECU in this one. I just think there's too much value. Todd, what are you doing here?
Yeah, I like Wake Forest. I think, again, this is a team we said all year coming in, they had so much potential, you know, with King, Wilkes, the first baseman, finally caught fire. Burns, like you said, is lights out. And the question mark, like you said, is some of the other guys in the staff. Bullpen's been pitching a little bit better. I think it comes down to Wake and East Carolina. But I kind of like Wake Forest in this. I think this team will get through this region.
You?
Yeah, I'm Wake. I just think in a smaller park, Wake Forest, you know, those home runs really matter. I was a stickler on that in the tournament last year, and it paid dividends. The teams that hit the long ball seemed to have more success because you can make up some runs easier when you have that power ability like Seaver King, Nick Kurtz, and some others. You know, Wake Forest is starting to figure it out. I think Hartle's looked a little bit better over his last three or four starts. East Carolina is a scrappy team. They're a team that always gets a pretty shitty draw. You know, you think they have the team to do it. Obviously, Trey Savage is dealing with that partial collapsed lung. I doubt he's 100%. He's definitely going to be winded a lot easier. So how long does he last? You know, Norby's looked good. He's a freshman. What kind of mood, you know, or anxiety does that bring potentially? You know, Zach Root, same thing. He's looked really well. But I think Wake Forest is just right now a slightly better team. And when you look at the probability to advance when they're that tight, you got to take, in my opinion, what I think is the better team. I think it's Wake Forest.
We have pitching matchups in that one yet? Because I think
Falco and Zach Root. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, East Carolina's throwing Zach Root against Evansville, and then Falco's pitching against VCU, which obviously sets up your Savage Burns in a perfect scenario. And then you got Hartle, you know, Massey's not there. I don't know why I just said that. Cole Rowland is the name I'm thinking of.
Michael Massey is still there.
Oh, that's
he's still there.
Yeah, he's still there. Just to me, Wake Forest has more pitching, in my opinion. You know, their ECU's kind of by committee, and if Trey's not healthy and can give them seven strong, you're just burning through that committee even more. So
Ryan said Wake Forest first game much easier than ECU's. I agree. Absolutely. I think Evansville, they may sleep on them. Wake is the easy pick here. Pirates kryptonite is June baseball. So originally when I saw this, I was like, oh yeah, hammering Wake. But then as I went through the guide and did it, when you're getting basically a coin flip and win probability, I don't know. There's something to say for playing at home. I think it's like 64% if you just blindly bet every home team in college baseball this year. So I do think they're going to have some momentum. I think Wake, the problem is one of these two seeds that you just assume is going to win, and I'm pointing at Duke and Wake Forest, I don't know if they're going to do it. I feel like one of them is going to get got. I don't know which one. I hope it's not Duke. That being said, let's jump over to another blue basketball school, Kentucky Wildcats, the number two overall seed. Have your flowers. Congratulations. Let's see if you can make it to Omaha for, what, the first time ever? Kentucky fan Todd Smith, give me your overview of this regional, because I think the win probability is a little off here for Parker, 56.2% Kentucky. I think Indiana State's going to be able to push them.
Yeah, when this came out, when Indiana State popped up, I was like, uh-oh. I mean, they're a good team. They were there, you know, really good team last year. So, yeah, I was a little shocked when the numbers came out here and we were looking at them with the probability. I thought it was a little high, too. I still think Kentucky gets through. I think they have the better bats. They're a very good defensive team. The home field, like you just said, I think will be key here, too. You know, Illinois, they're an okay bunch. I watched a little bit of them in the Big Ten playoffs there. Western Michigan, I don't think will be that much for Kentucky. Pitching has to be there for Kentucky, though. I mean, that's the thing. Some of their starters sometimes has pitched well. Other times they haven't. But I think, again, Indiana State's a very scary team. But I think Kentucky will get through here this weekend.
Cute.
Yeah, I think Kentucky gets to Omaha. Their path to me is pretty easy. I look at the regional round. Indiana State's obviously the toughest competition, in my opinion, to Kentucky, but Kentucky plays fundamental baseball. You know, they're not going to blow you away in the home run category, maybe like Indiana State is, but what Kentucky does is they force you to make mistakes by running hit and runs, you know, squeeze plays, you know, things that, yeah, you kind of graze over in practice, you kind of walk through, but you don't actually focus on. Well, they do focus on that, and they've been able to beat SEC power teams. So when I look at a Kentucky team playing Indiana State, I expect Kentucky to induce Indiana State into some uncharacteristic errors and kind of, you know, shoot themselves in the foot. I think Kentucky's pitching is good enough to at least get through here. And then when I look at seemingly who I think will advance will be Oregon State. Oregon State can't play baseball well outside of Corvallis. So I think Kentucky got seeded perfectly for an easy run to Omaha.
Yeah, I mean, Indiana State staff is really good. You know, really looking at the numbers, I think they're 29th in team ERA. So, I mean, starters are good, but I agree. And, Q, on Monday, too, when it came out, I kind of thought the same thing, the matchup. And we've talked all year with Oregon State getting on the road. They've struggled. And I was like, wow, this might set up really well for Kentucky here to finally get to Omaha. So, let's see. Hopefully it does.
I haven't watched a ton of Sycamore baseball, but I feel like these two teams are very complementary of each other, play a lot of just smart baseball. I guess the biggest thing to me is you look at the quad one, quad two wins for Tennessee, 28 compared to 10 for Indiana State. I feel like they're probably more battle-tested. Irvine worth a look, especially their odds to make Omaha. Well, let's jump over to Corvallis then. Oregon State hosting UC Irvine, Nicholls State, and Tulane. Y'all not think Tulane could give Oregon State, assuming that's trouble, make it easier for Irvine.
Yeah.
I
don't know, man. I was on College Baseball Bets podcast yesterday, and I talked about this, and it's hard to play in Oregon because it's June, and it might be 50 degrees and rainy there. You know, and you're a Louisiana team, to have to play in that is tough. And it's a weird stadium. You know, it could be kind of groggy out. Like, just, it's just not baseball weather sometimes. And Oregon State kind of thrives on that. And then it's a program that has been able to use their home field advantage time and time again. And their fans rally around that team. Oregon State has one of the best rosters on paper, especially on the pitching aspect with Kamats, Aiden May, Eric Segura, and some others. I just don't think the West Coast trip is doing any favors for Nicholls and Tulane. And then when I look at Irvine, yeah, I know Oregon State hasn't played, you know, that many quad one and quad two teams. Same with Irvine. But at the end of the day, I just think Oregon State's too talented at home to lose to these three teams. If this was Irvine's hosting, absolutely, then I would jump on it. But home field advantage is key in Oregon.
Smitty.
Sorry. My family was leaving, so I hit the mic. No, I'm not going to waste too much time there. I think Q said it well. You know, we've said throughout the entire year about Oregon State when they're at home, they're a really good team. I thought that was a great point about the conditions. And I agree. I think it was flipped. If Oregon State was maybe the second and Irvine, then look at it, because that's a very good baseball team. But I agree. I don't think Tulane's going to go out there. I mean, they might win a game or so, but I don't think they'll be. Oregon State will get through this. They'll be okay.
They're playing well. Green Wave 9-1 in their last 10. But yep. You look at the stats. I don't know how they're going to stack up against Oregon State. I'm not sure that they can push them with the amount of force that they would need to really make that an interesting region. I think it's Oregon State's to lose. Another one that I think is the easiest one out there, and Texas A&M's to lose. 67.6% probability to advance for the Aggies. College Station will host Louisiana, Texas, and Grambling. You buying into this Texas hype? 6-4 over their last 10. I know they played better the back half of the season, but I mean, I feel like College Station, Texas A&M, it's going to be rowdy. Why not the Aggies?
Yeah, it's a rowdy place, especially when you bring in a state rival. You know, Louisiana can keep it close. I just don't think they have the power, you know, to maybe take over a Texas or take over an A&M. I think they lose like a 5-4 type game. But again, A&M, you're at home. You know, they're able to hit bombs between Montgomery, the freshman, Grahalik, and then Lafayette. So I just think it's too much firepower for the Aggies to not get out of this.
Toddy.
Yeah, I wrote down two of my notes. You know, Texas is playing a little bit better overall. Louisiana, pretty good starters on that team. But like you said, Matt, the environment is just, I think, going to be way too much. Montgomery, I really like him. I saw some mock drafts. The Pirates maybe drafted him. I'd love that. Good bat. So I think the pitching, the bullpen's good. I think they have the whole thing here. I think they'll walk through this pretty easily.
14 seed Santa Barbara, UC Santa Barb, hosting San Diego, Oregon, Fresno State, keeping everything on the West Coast over there. San Diego, the more that I look at this, I think that price plus 190 is juicy enough to entice a bet. I think it's UC Santa Barbara's to lose, but you could convince me San Diego. And then my darling Oregon, I don't know if they get through San Diego in the first game, and it's hard to win four in a row, but what are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, at the bottom, you see I went with Santa Barbara. I think they have the pitching to do it, and their offense, you know, if they can hit well, they have it. But they kind of had a point of the season where they were pretty terrible on offense. They're low-scoring games, maybe take the under in their opening game against Fresno. I think Oregon's worth a look. You know, this is a similar team to last year. Oregon started winning towards the back half of the season. Now, obviously, they didn't have a great showing in the Pac-12, but they have the pitchers. And I think when you look at these teams, you know, nobody's jumping off the charts offensively. They're all, you know, WRCs are right there within a point or two of each other. You know, the WOBAs are right there. Like, you look at these lineups, they're pretty comparable offensively. And who's, like, why can't, you know, Oregon with R.J. Gordon, Grayson Grinsell, and I'm drawing a blank on the other guy, have an opportunity at plus 350. I might end up making it a small play. I'm definitely considering it.
Todd.
Yeah, I like the Gauchos. I've liked them all year, but Q said they really did struggle offensively early in the season. Pitching is really good. San Diego has a really nice team. And Q made a great point there with Oregon. I think Oregon's, you know, if you want to take a little bit of flyer on somebody, why not there? But I think I like the Gauchos. I picked them to win this. I think pitching is going to be too much. I think the home field environment, I think their home field environment, fantastic record at home. So that was the big key part for me. But San Diego is a really good team, so watch out for them.
All right, let's go to the East Coast now. Chapel Hill playing host. North Carolina will host LSU, Wofford, and Long Island. LSU with their big run through the SEC tournament before ultimately losing what was a tight game in the end to Tennessee. You buying this hype that LSU is back, or do you think North Carolina takes this regional?
LSU's back. LSU is back. I think they have the hype. They've got pitching. You know, obviously, Kristen Little took a little injury, but they said he's fine. Now, they might take him easy and throw maybe Ackenhausen and Guidry and Hurd. But again, if Hurd goes out and throws 17 Ks like he did against Florida, this team can go to the College World Series. They have the talent. Again, this is a similar Florida team that's playing a little better. The talent is on paper. There's no lack of talent on LSU's team. And when you have Gage Jump really coming into his own here, and then Luke Holman, you know, Mr. Reliable for your ace to pitch – to me, I'm not buying any Wofford or Long Island hype. And frankly, I think North Carolina's had a hell of a season, but Vance Honeycutt sometimes disappears. And it's a lot for a freshman staff to then have to step up against a hungry LSU team with Jay Johnson. So give me the Tigers here.
Todd?
Yeah, I'm with Q on this. I like LSU. I think they're playing good baseball at the right time. And their 1-2 punch in the rotation has been fantastic. I think they're experienced. I think they'll be okay here. North Carolina, again, very good team, but I've said a couple times on the show, sometimes I worry about them. So I like LSU. Wofford, hey, a team that I like how they play. They get on base and they steal a lot of bases. I like that. That's my kind of baseball. So Long Island, not so much. But I agree with Q. I think LSU is in a great spot, and I think they get through this and they win.
I do like Wofford against LSU. I don't know if they'll win, but I think it was plus 190. I think it'll be a fun sweat. I feel like LSU may be a little relaxed now. But also, LSU reminds me a lot of 2022 Ole Miss. They started preseason top five, fell out of the top 25, and then fought their way back. All the talent, like Q said, all the talent is still there. Wofford can rake, though. If they can get after Gage jump early, it'll make for an interesting game. So I think there's a little value in betting Wofford, especially if you have an LSU to win the regional ticket. You might as well hedge it, get plus 170, plus 190. There you go, Matt. Wait and see LSU. There you go. Assuming it's Gage jump. Moving over to Tucson, and then we'll let Smitty go. I know he's got his daughter's graduation. He's got to get to. This one's a coin flip, a three-sided coin, if you will. West Virginia, Dallas Baptist, Grand Canyon, all in Tucson, hosted by Arizona. Arizona, the darling of the Pac-12, won it all, and the regular season. Tip of the cap. Does Dallas Baptist or West Virginia stand a chance in here? Smitty, I'll go to you and let you get out of here. You've got DBU on the card. What do you like?
Yeah, I like him. I like Johnson, the pitcher, 11-2 this year. But, you know, what a great story by Arizona. You know, I wrote the write-up in the guide, the preseason guide coming out. And, you know, I think it was a team that had potential, but I don't think they thought they were going to do this. And the pitching staff has been fantastic. You know, they got some good bats in there too. Grand Canyon, again, really looking into them. They're good. West Virginia has a good team too. I mean, like we said, this is a very hard region. I think it comes down to, again, Arizona, Dallas Baptist. And I just kind of like Dallas Baptist. I think this is a team that's been there before. I think they'll get through this, and it's going to be, this one's going to be intriguing over the weekend. I'm excited to see how this one plays out.
Q.
I think you can count West Virginia out on that three-sided coin. They just, to me, they were two different teams, home and away. They have Derek Clark. Aiden Major kind of struggled this year. They really didn't have another third bona fide starter. I know you have Weatherholt, but you can kind of pitch around them in a scenario like this, and the rest of the guys don't necessarily scare me. Dallas Baptist, I mean, they're the Dallas Bombers for a reason. They're just absolutely on fire right now. Can't miss the ball. And then Arizona, again, We talked about how bad their pitching was going to be when they lost Aiden May to Oregon State via the transfer portal. Well, this guy named Jackson Kent stepped up. He's just looked phenomenal. You know, Candiotti, Cam Walty, they've all stepped up, and they really just kind of put the middle finger right to our faces and said, we'll handle business and we stand on business, and they have, to be one of the top, you know, staffs in college baseball. So I think the home field advantage, Arizona has been to the College World Series several times. They won it roughly 10 years ago. They know what it takes to win. And again, you're getting plus money on that and Dallas Baptist. So I took both of them and give me an opportunity to sit back, relax, in a hopeful regional final, cash in the ticket regardless.
All right, Smitty.
Hey, right.
Where we leave you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Hey, crush the rest of the show. Just everybody out there, I hope you guys enjoy baseball over the weekend. Hopefully your team wins and hopefully you make some money. So thanks again. I'll see you guys soon.
See ya.
All
right. Moving right along to the Arkansas Regional. Wasn't good to them last year. TCU came to town, whooped that butt. But they did kind of get a little favor by the committee. Louisiana Tech, nothing to sleep on. You look at their hitting, it jumps off the page to me. Weighted runs created plus, eighth in the field of 64. Kansas State and Southeast Missouri State. Dave Van Horn playing it really close to his chest about who he was going to play. We do know that there's not going to be any Stone Hewlett or Brady Tigert this weekend. I think they're both out, injured. Not real sure what the deal is with Tigert, but he will be missed.
Shoulder soreness?
Yeah, he just said he doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
Take that for what it's worth. And then you've got a Kansas State team that we were kind of higher on. They started the season top 25. Tyson Nabors was best closer in the country. I know he got hurt there for a while. The biggest thing in my eye is Arkansas's last, dead last in the field of 64 in batting average. That kind of shocked me. I mean, we knew that their bats have struggled, but I didn't know it was that big of a gap. Woba, 60th, way to runs created plus 51st. But that pitching staff is really where we've hung our hat all season long, even though they haven't been that great in here the last couple weeks. What are your thoughts on this? Pull back the curtain of you're hosting a show with a Razorback fan. Give it to me. What should we expect out of this Fayetteville Regional?
Louisiana Tech, again, they're very similar to Dallas Baptist. You know, they can obviously hit the long ball. High weighted runs created, high WOBA, high batting average. But again, against what competition? And that's no slight to their conference. You play who you play, and I understand that. But Arkansas, again, man, when you're facing a Hagan Smith, you haven't seen that at any point in your season, let alone possibly your entire collegiate career, you know, if you've been at Louisiana Tech for any surmountable time. Kansas State, again, man, outside of Kalen Culpepper, what offense do they truly have? They struggle. You know, Barema struggles sometimes, Wentworth struggles, but then they can also look like some of the best pitching staff, you know, arms in the country. SEMO, again, look who they're playing. They're batting average and stuff. I think it's inflated based on that schedule, so write them out. Louisiana Tech, I think, ultimately can squeak by Kansas State. I actually took them minus 140. But, again, you're running into Arkansas, and I'll touch on the 268 batting average. Yes, it is terrible. It's concerning when you have to play other solid teams. But in this four-team region, I'm not overly concerned because you have the best pitching staff. Your staff has been able to keep you in games, even though you bat just shy of 270. You're getting enough hits when it matters in those close games to win. It's not like you're having to come back 5 and 6 runs often. So, you know, I just think Arkansas it's even without Tigard, it's going to be easier than people may try to make it seem.
All right. I feel like Arkansas should win this regional, hang their hat on the pitching staff all weekend long. Louisiana Tech is senior loaded. That seems to always be a bugaboo for Arkansas when you play a team with a lot of experience. But I'll lean on you and hope that Arkansas can pull through. I did take them in a parlay with Tennessee to win their regional. Going over to who they'll host in the Super Regional, hopefully, Charlottesville, Virginia. You got Mississippi State, St. John's, and Penn coming to town. Mississippi State was another 2-seed that I feel like it was almost just staring at you in the face. Like, all right, take this 2-seed. Wake, Duke, Mississippi State. There's the third one. Do you think the Bulldogs come out of this one? I know you picked them, but Virginia Cavaliers in your backyard. What are your thoughts on this one?
I wouldn't be upset if UVA won and give me a team to root for, you know, probably in the Supers. But I do think Mississippi State gets in here. Offensively, Virginia can hang with anybody in the country, and everybody knows that. The problem is their pitching has struggled. And I understand Brian O'Connor is a magician when it comes to June baseball, but this Mississippi State team just has something about them. Chris Lemonis has a team that's just scrappy. It really reminds me of a slightly less talented version of the 21 team that just dominated everything and won the College World Series. You know, you look at Marchand, their leadoff hitter, he'll foul off 7 or 8 pitches and then hit you for a single and just kill pitch counts and get you to your bullpen where they kind of eat you alive. And they have some pop. Well, it's not a very small park. It's actually one of the larger parks in college baseball, huge gap. So Mississippi State, again, man, they're scrappy. They have power. Dakota Johnson, I'm missing a left-hander. I can't think of his – Hunter Hines, that's who it is. You know, so they have the ability to hit some home runs there. Hugh Jack has been incredible right now for them. You look at their pitching staff, it's been lights out from Gerangelo to Cale Stevens to, you know, whoever else they throw. I just think right now they're playing good enough baseball to get to the Super Regionals. And then that's where I would be concerned for Arkansas.
And then going back to Grady's comment, he said, yes, nice catch. Arkansas swept La Tech. I was thinking, I don't think we did. Not this season, at least.
No. I think last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've forgotten last year.
But yeah, UVA's park, it's a rather large park. It's very comparable to Omaha.
All right, let's go over to another fun one, Clemson and Stillwater. Clemson is hosting Vanderbilt, Coastal Carolina, and High Point. Coastal, Jekyll and Hyde team. You never know what you're going to get. This team could run, score 15 runs, or they can just completely get shelled and lose 15-3. Vandy has the best pitching staff in this regional, but they can't be trusted on the road. Is this Clemson's to lose, or do you think that Clemson can be challenged by one of these other teams?
I think we're crazy not to give Coastal Carolina, you know, a standing chance here. Listen, we've seen them beat, you know, some of the best teams in the country year in and year out during midweeks, and they really play up for this, right? And again, it's Gary Gilmore's final, you know, goodbye. He won the 16 College World Series, which nobody thought he'd be able to do at Coastal. And you look at Clemson, like, I've taken them several times this year. I've taken the over, and I've been great. But they give, you know, leads up like it's a handout. 7-8 runs, next thing you know, they're it's a tie game or they're down one. And Coastal has the ability to make you pay. If you let them hang around, they're going to beat you. And when I look at the pitching staff, listen, we're not asking for a lot. We're just asking for one more weekend to give Gary Gilmore an emotional victory. It's easily doable in this sport where storylines matter. And these kids are going to put 150% effort. And I hate to compare it to the other kids in the region, but they have something more to play for than maybe Clemson and Vanderbilt and High Point because they want to send their coach off the right way. This stuff matters in college baseball. So plus 600, man, give it a shot.
I agree with Ryan's statement. Vandy doesn't have enough power on the road. Plus, their pitching splits are bad on the road. And then you look at their last 10, 5-5. They actually have a worse XFIP, Sierra, and ERA than Coastal, who I just dogged on.
They give up runs.
Pitching. Yeah, that's very true. As I sit here and see what it would be with Clemson and Coastal, Coastal is a short favorite. Minus 110, and in their last 10, they have better pitching staffs than Clemson. And Clemson's a team we saw numerous times this season get down by 6 or 7 runs in the eighth and have to miraculously pull off a big comeback. I don't know if Coastal lets that happen.
Coastal wants to go to a 12-11 game. That's their style. Clemson needs to keep it low because that's how they're going to win. If you start getting into those high runs, Coastal can hit with anybody. I don't know if Clemson continuously hit the ball like that, or Vanderbilt or High Point for that matter. They want to have those high-scoring games because they thrive on that.
All right, let's move over to Stillwater. Oklahoma State's hosting Nebraska, Florida, Niagara. I think it was a bit of a shock. I think Smitty alluded to it before the show got kicked off. But Florida, not even on the bubble, they make the field of 64 at 28-27. 5-5 over their last 10. You didn't back them here. I mean, I'm all over Oklahoma State now. I've got a ton of plays on them just to make the College World Series and perhaps win it. Are the Pokes going to get it done? Pokes are finally healthy and primed for another Omaha run. I agree.
This is one of the best pitching staffs Oklahoma State's had in a long time, frankly, since I can remember. You know, I know Florida, you know, on VSiN, people say they should have made it, but they're a Jekyll and Hyde team as well. You know, they've beat Texas A&M. They beat Mississippi State. They beat Georgia. You know, they beat LSU, who, again, we see is a talented team. And then they lose to some teams that they have no business, like Missouri and some others. It's not a shock if they win. They have the talent. I don't think it's biased or not objective to say that. You look at them play Nebraska. Nebraska has Brett Sears absolutely play the under in that game. But then outside of Karen, offensively, you can kind of control that. They're nothing crazy. I think on paper, Florida can get through Nebraska. I think it'll be Florida and Oklahoma State. And Oklahoma State, I think, ultimately gets it. But I do think Florida should have been in a tournament in the sense of they're better than some teams. I also think on one hand, a College of Charleston should have been in maybe on – against another team. It's hard to leave out Florida's talent and potential. You're paying for a name, and unfortunately that's how it works. But I think they get to the final in this regional.
You said it. Oklahoma State's got a great three-man rotation with the two-way player Carson Benji, Brian Holiday, and
Garcia.
Yeah, and Sam Garcia, who's just been a stud for him. Number two team in Sierra, number three in XFIB. I mean, they've got the bats too. They're ranked 11th in wedge runs created plus. I think Oklahoma State is prime, and I agree with Ryan. It's Oklahoma State's regional to lose. I do think Nebraska gets game one with Brett Sears going against Liam Peterson, though. That we may be oppo on that
because you like Florida. Well, look, Liam Peterson's pitched really well his last five outings.
2.92 ERA compared to 1.32 for Sears. 4.35 Sierra, though, for Peterson. 2.78 for Sears.
We'll see.
I don't know. It's going to be fun. A fun regional.
It's going to be a home run derby, I can tell you that.
Let's go over to Athens. Charlie Condon and the Georgia Bulldogs talk about a home run derby. Second in the field in home runs. First in WOBA. Pitching staff a little bit better than what I anticipated when I was filling this out. UNC Wilmington, Georgia Tech, Army, another crosstown rival coming to a regional. Georgia Tech is a three. You like the Yellow Jackets or Seahawks to push the Bulldogs? With all respect to Army, I don't think they're going to win a game. But UNC Wilmington, you giving them a shot? Georgia Tech, Drew Burris?
No.
Anything? No,
outside of
Bueller.
Outside of Aiden Finitieri, Georgia Tech's pitching staff to me is not that great, and he's hittable. I mean, even if you take Condon out, this team can, you know, they have 137 home runs, and I think Condon has, what, 35 of them, so there's still 100 out there on the rest of the team, so they mash the ball entirely as a team, and it's just they're going to be hitting a lot of balls into those trees, I can tell you that. This is their solution, and I don't think they sweat it.
Let's go over to Raleigh. I feel like Georgia's got a really easy path if they can get past. Easy. Yeah, if they can get past the NC State Coast or Southern Cal. Can't talk. Southern Carolina, South Carolina. There we go. You buying the Gamecocks to win this one? They kind of dominate the stats in this regional. I feel like that's an easy bet. But again, another number two seed that could be on upset alert, if you want to call it that. Got to run. Thanks, fellas. Watch out for those UCF Knights.
I think he's a Central Florida ticket holder. I think he was telling me that one time. No, I listen. Well, first off, big news. Gavin Cassis is not playing. He's still hurt. So that's going to suck. I wouldn't be surprised if South Carolina wins this. Obviously, the talent's there. You know, I don't think that's a secret to anybody. But there's just something about NC State playing in Raleigh that I don't understand how they just continue to find ways to win. They're a Jekyll and Hyde team, but they're at home. So I think that's the difference here. And I think it'll be a solid South Carolina NC State tight game, but I think NC State squeaks it out.
James Madison should be a good game with South Carolina.
I want the Gamecocks to advance. I'm not an NC State guy, but
NC State pitching off tomorrow. Can you really do that? Like, are you that good to where you can pitch off Sam Heifel?
I don't know.
I think we'll need to win. You got to beat Bryant. But 1-8 in quad one and quad two wins. Should be able to beat him with anybody.
You would think.
NC State to Omaha. SC will show where from SEC tourney.
Nah, let's pump the brakes. When they run into Georgia, it'll be a different story.
The brakes. Tallahassee, the last 8-9. Tallahassee and Norman, Florida State, got in that last slot for a national seed.
It's weird, man. This could go either way. Cam Leiter's out. Again, Jamie Arnold, he looks good, but it almost seems like he's maybe getting slightly tired. And maybe I'm just making that up in my head, but he's had a shaky start or two out of his last couple, and you know they have the offense, but Alabama's got good pitching, you know, between Ben Hess, Greg Ferrone, and Zane Adams. So I think they can hang. I think UCF can hang with Stagliano, Vespi, and the other guy, and I think Stetson can hang. Stetson's got a quality team. I mean, look, they had Wake Forest as a starting catcher last year starting for him. They have, you know, one of the better closers. I can't think of his name. He's got a mullet. He just throws the ball. you know, their ace is quality. Stetson already beat Florida State. You know, they're familiar with Central Florida. They're not scared. They've played in Tallahassee. Like, this is a team that says this is a normal schedule coming out of the state of Florida for us. So, to me, anybody could win this. I think there's value with anybody, personally.
Yeah, Wes Johnson, Georgia head coach, had such a great last 3 years of his career. Product of the Arkansas Razorbacks, coaching under DVH. UR shut UVA down in his last start Friday. Oh, you must be making it up. He being Jamie Arnold. Thank you. When Florida State actually plays their non-midweek lineup, they hose Stetson, scared or not. That's my five-year-old talking. When we go get him in just a minute. And North Rock. And UCA, thank you. Thank you. Love that. If it is Ben Hess versus Jamie Arnold in game two, Alabama, Florida State matchup preview has them minus 143. Jamie Arnold over his last three starts, 3.46 ERA. That is worse than his season stats of 2.45. A 179 Sierra for the season, but 2.59 over his last three starts. So there may be a little merit to what you said there. Going over to Norman, that number two seed I talked about, the Duke Blue Devils, owning the stat column in virtually everyone except batting average, which they're a point different. What are you doing in this one? I see you picked OU. What are you doing?
Boomer Sooner, man.
You're fired.
Listen, Duke is not the same team on Tobacco Road as they are on the road. They are Jekyll and Hyde. Santucci, what is he doing? Is he pitching or is he not? We don't know.
He's going to pitch.
It's an act of God to get their pitching rotation. So that is already hard in itself. But
He threw in the pen last weekend.
I don't think he's 100%. I think he's 80. And that's a big difference. He's 80 and he has the ability to walk a lot of guys. So I think you're not going to get him to go 6 or 7. And again, Oklahoma is a quality team. Kyson Witherspoon is not a joke. Braden Davis is not a joke. Their offense is not a joke. They can hit with anybody. And they're getting slighted in their own region. I mean, nobody's even looking at Oklahoma. At some point, those players got to say, wait a minute. Do you not realize that we're the 9 seed? You guys aren't? Like, we're good. When we have something to play for now, you have motivated us by writing us off. I think Duke loses. If Duke was a national seed, we'd have a different discussion. But they're not. I think in Norman, the Sooners get it done.
Yep. Chris Pollard said last weekend in an interview during the ACC tournament that he wanted Santucci to pitch. He didn't feel like he just needed that extra rest. Kyle will pitch Friday, if I were to guess, Santucci, and that bullpen will go against OU. I agree.
Go Kyle Healy.
I think he's fine. He's fine.
We'll see.
But Healy and Kyle Johnson have been really good too.
Yeah. We'll see. I just think, I don't know. We'll see.
In honor of Jeff Dawson, you giving any credit here to UConn to do anything?
Nah, I'm not traveling out west.
They'll beat Oral Roberts, who is like the worst team in the field by far.
Yeah.
That's it.
All
right. Well, there's a little article I wrote on Tennessee. You can go to the guide and read that. But my best bets for the regionals, Duke bullpen, the difference. If they can save Healy for their presumed third game, huge for Duke. I agree. Anytime you can save your pitching staff and pitch them on a normal rotation day, that would be big. Duke plus 115. No surprise there. I love them to come out of that regional. Georgia, again, I think it's a cakewalk regional for them. Same goes for A&M and Oregon State getting plus 105. Felt like they probably should have been in that same ballpark as A&M minus 135, 140. It's a little value there. Mississippi State plus 145. I just feel like the pitching staff, that's going to travel well. For those of you that read that VSiN article I put out, it's one of the first things I look at, who's got the better pitching staff, and then I'll handicap further from there. Mississippi State does in that regional. Oklahoma State only getting plus 105. Thought that was kind of funny. I just felt like the Cowboys are going to get that regional pretty easily. South Carolina, shout out Ron Burgundy. I'm back in your Gamecocks plus 105. They have the better pitching staff. Florida State, do you think Jamie Arnold gets right? I am a little curious to see how good Alabama performs in this one. But Florida State minus 110 felt like the right play. Then Dallas Baptist plus 175. Closing it out, Arkansas, Tennessee. I talked about it earlier in a Moneyline parlay to win the regional. I'll jump over here, let you cover you and Smitty's bets while I try to talk to my five-year-old who's been trying to talk to me this whole show.
Arizona, again, I like them and Dallas Baptist as, you know, hopefully a finals sit back and relax ticket there out west. A&M, it's theirs to lose. Kentucky Fundamental Baseball will get them the win there at home. Coastal Carolina, a little emotional hedge there for old Gary Gilmore. Let's get him one last weekend. There is the old ball coach. Arkansas, again, pitching will easily cruise through that region. Oregon State, again, Corvallis and June baseball go hand-in-hand, and it's going to continue. And then the Arkansas-Tennessee parlay we both love. I just think it's I don't want to say can't lose, but it's a solid value when both of them were between 2 and 350. So to get them at 121 is perfect.
Grady saying, rain coming.
Uh-oh.
Lost you for a second. It was
I'm me. Back. I think it was you.
We're back. My connection's unstable. Shocker. That's why we got a late start to the show. Shout out TC Internet this side of the Mississippi. Run through Smitty's. He kept it pretty light. Duke, A&M, Dallas Baptist, Georgia, Florida State, and that Arkansas, Tennessee. Do you think we influenced him a little bit just looking 100%. At his picks? Any action on tomorrow's games? Funny you should ask, Ryan. Let me just pull up. If y'all don't go to the Insider's Bet Tracker, you can click on it. You can look at our Google sheet.
Try to have it out of mine, but I have mine I can read off.
Pretty consistently. I took San Diego minus 114. I took Nebraska plus 116. Like I said, our projections make them like a minus 139 favorite. Texas A&M, Arkansas Moneyline Parlay. Got that down. That. I don't know if minus 112 is right. Surely they're bigger than
for
that.
For what?
Just to win tomorrow?
Arkansas?
Texas A&M and Arkansas money.
There is no way.
I recorded that wrong. I've got minus 112. Ain't no way.
That's about 1,200.
A&M and Arkansas? I don't know. UNC Wilmington plus 104. I like the Seahawks there. And then Coastal Carolina plus 125. Felt like that was a play. I dropped that down to a quarter unit. What are your plays?
Right now I'm sitting on Louisiana Tech minus 140. Oklahoma State, Mississippi State Moneyline Parlay at minus 180. Oregon State, Arkansas, Mississippi State at minus 127. And then I'm heavily leaning. I probably will make it a half unit play. Southern Miss minus 140. I believe Billy Oldham is getting the start.
All right, to close it out here before we reach the 1 hour mark, thank you guys for joining us. Q, is there anything else you want to talk about? VC, you could pull off stunner throwing the reigning D1 pitcher of the week. Is that a big award?
Apparently. I don't think so.
VCU. Oh, VCU, not UCF. I'm still thinking Tony saying UCF.
I'd like to get South Carolina in a parlay. I think they're a good bet.
It's VCU. Where are they? They must be in the Knoxville regional. I had to remove that slide.
Yes, they are.
Thanks.
Oh, VCU?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
Dark horse to make Omaha. You got one?
Say that again. I was
dark. Oh, sorry. I thought I left it up. Dark horse to make Omaha. Ryan asks. As far as odds go,
I mean, what's considered dark horse? Like,
I guess we're looking for a Oral Roberts of last year, DBU, based on their odds. They play Wake and Greenville. Thank you. Take that slide out.
I mean, I guess
Dallas Baptist plus 600 on Bet Rivers.
Yeah, East Dallas Carolina Baptist plus 550. Coastal or Dallas Baptist, I think.
Yeah, I think it's got to be Dallas Baptist.
Yeah.
Plus 600.
Yeah, I would probably say them. They just have more consistent pitching, and obviously the offense is electric.
South Carolina plus 450. I'm going to go with the fighting Gamecocks of Ron
Bergen. I just don't think they're consistent enough. Like, they have the pop. It's just not all the time.
All right. Well, for the Smittyless Insiders crew, Q Millie, and myself, thank you all for tuning in. We are going to recap the regional round at some point next week. SC doesn't have a true ace. Eli Jones, maybe. What are you guys seeing for Irvine's odds to make Omaha? UC Irvine plus 650 at Bet Rivers. Nichols, Jacob Myers upsets UCI. Don't hate it.
All right, I'm making an official play. Southern Miss minus 140.
Lock it in.
We'll be posted.
Thank you for that. All right, guys, thank you very much. Go like, share this with everybody. Get our subscribers up. Get our followers up. Do what you can. Support us. Thank you all for being here. Cheers. Have a good weekend. Win some money. And we'll see you guys next week for the recap show.